Text, Hallmark Channel presents The Golden Gate Bridge. A San Francisco trolley rolls down a sunny street. Day and night pass over the city in time lapse. Gleaming ornaments on a Christmas tree. Title, Picture a Perfect Christmas. A scenic road in Front Street Pictures production. A huge, bright Christmas tree in the city at night. Credits, Merritt Patterson, John Corr, Toby Levins, Luke Roessler, Paula Shaw. A man, three children and a dog are gathered around their Christmas tree. Stockings hang over a fireplace. They open gifts. Pulling back reveals a woman taking photos of the family. A stagehand pops up and shrugs from behind the set after something falls.
Okay, we're basically done. Unless you want another setup?
No, I think you've covered everything. Thank you, Sophie.
Okay then, everyone, we're officially done. Thank you.
Good job.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Good job, guys.
Marissa, good timing. I just finished the Christmas shoot. It went great.
Good, because I have other news.
Stuyvesant Ski Wear called. They put you on hold for their next shoot.
On hold isn't a booking.
I know, but I have a good feeling about this one. I really want you to book it.
Spoken like a true friend.
I wouldn't mind the commission.
Spoken like a true agent. So what's the next step besides my waiting?
Well, Stuyvesant has to nail down the budget, which
should come in a couple of weeks. And when they do, they're going to want to move fast. Oh, did I mention it shoots in the Alps?
Sophie smiles.
Hello, way to bury the lead.
It probably wouldn't happen until the first week in January.
Which means you finally have time for a real Christmas.
Really? I can't even remember what that's like. Are you sure there aren't any quick available assignments? Costa Rica, Ireland, Bulgaria. I've always wanted to go to Bulgaria. They have castles.
Marissa picks up the phone.
Sophie, I say this as the consummate workaholic. Take a break. Go do something Christmassy with your boyfriend. Deck a hall.
Ride a sleigh.
Fine. The castles can wait. And Brent does come back today.
Perfect.
And it has been a while since
I've had a chance to really get into Christmas, which used to be my favorite time of year.
Honey, you know I love you.
But work-life balance requires both work and life. And preferably balance.
One step at a time.
Back to you.
Text, Bainbridge Island, Washington. A snow-dusted town from above.
Mr. Murphy, order's ready.
A man sits at a table with a young boy.
Okay. So were there any of the nannies you've met so far that you especially liked?
Not really.
Yeah, me neither.
They sip from large mugs.
How long is Mrs. Chrissy gonna be back in Charleston?
She's gone till the 3rd. Another 2 weeks?
We're doomed.
Hey, I take offense to that. We are two smart, capable, creative individuals who can surely find a way to take care of themselves.
Can Mrs. Griffiths do it? Not like her.
She likes you. That would be an entirely perfect arrangement if she hadn't hurt her foot.
But she's watching me tonight.
Yeah, because I'd stay late and we don't have any other options. No, we can't take advantage of her kindness. So, we're gonna have the service send over a bunch of potential nannies. And I've set a deadline for this Thursday for you and I to make a decision. Next week, I have to finish the annual report for the board.
Okay.
Troy sips cocoa.
So, just maybe do us both a favor and try to find a way to like one of them.
If you can.
Deal. After all, there's got to be at least one person out there in the world who's strong enough for the Murphy men.
Yeah.
Aye.
They clink their mugs together. San Francisco at night from above. An upscale restaurant decorated for Christmas. Sophie wears a red dress as she sits alone at a dining table. She stares at a couple at a nearby table and smiles. Then, a man walks in and hands her a rose.
Sophie. Hey.
Hi.
I'm sorry I'm late. I had to make a quick stop and change clothes, but I did get you this.
Wow, it's beautiful. Thank you.
Yeah, that's your favorite color. See, I'm the, he listens when I talk kind of boyfriend.
Uh-oh. You're being extra charming. What gifts?
I got a new gig.
Raises her brows.
Congrats.
Yeah.
When does it shoot?
He nods.
Tomorrow.
Shakes her head.
Tomorrow? You just got back from a month in Australia.
It is an amazing assignment, Soph. I'm going to be Mondo Moon's official photographer, get to follow them on their West Coast tour and Asia.
Lifts his brows.
But you'll miss Christmas.
Yeah, but I'd probably be back by New Year's.
Yeah, but you'll miss Christmas.
I never really took you for the Christmas type of person. Your place isn't even decorated.
Well, I've been crazy busy.
Which I get. But, hon, you're a professional photographer, too. You know how important it is to jump on these big assignments whenever they show up, even at Christmas.
She nods.
No, I know.
He smiles and nods.
I'll make it up to you when I get back. I promise. Unless you're in Switzerland for the Stiva shoot.
How'd you hear about that?
We do share the same agent.
Well, it's not set yet.
It will be. I can feel it. They'd be fools not to hire you.
Sophie looks down and gives a weak grin.
You're gonna have an amazing career.
Cheers.
Cheers.
They clink their wine glasses together, then drink.
Oh, look at that tree.
Let me help, Mrs. Griffith.
Thanks, Troy. Well, it's really starting to come together.
Troy bites a cookie.
Yeah.
I was in the middle of doing it myself when this happened.
She gestures to her cane.
Uncle David and I, we don't really have our tree yet, but we will.
Yes, you will. Your uncle's a very busy man who loves you very much.
Yeah, I know.
Photo ornament.
Hey. Who's this?
He holds it up.
Oh, that's my granddaughter, Sophie. She's the one who took all the photos.
Points cane at frames.
She's pretty. Is she coming for Christmas?
Oh, no. I call Sophie my little nomad because she loves to travel around so much.
Pet stock.
Unfortunately, her travels rarely bring her back to Bainbridge anymore.
Too bad. I bet she's nice. Like you.
Oh, thank you, Troy. And I wouldn't mind having her close by again. Especially at Christmas.
Think it's Uncle David. Hey.
Hey.
Troy lets in David.
I'm so sorry I'm late.
That's fine. I've been employing Troy as my helper. My mobility's a little less than I originally thought it would be.
Yeah, I took Riggs for a walk on the block a couple times, and we baked cookies and now we're decorating the tree.
That's excellent. I'm glad Troy here could be of service.
Wait, that's it. What if I stay here over the break with Mrs. Griffith? That way, I could help her by doing things, and she'll be okay, and I won't need a nanny.
No, that is not it. You're out of school for 2 weeks. It's far too long for us to impose. Now, we're getting help, at least until I finish the board report.
But it's your company.
Well, it's never that simple, okay? We're gonna hire somebody.
Okay.
Louise grins.
However, we're both more than happy to help you, Louise, if you need anything while you recover.
Thank you, David.
Of course. My pleasure. Now, off to bed with you, young man.
Okay. Bye.
David and Troy walk toward the door. The Golden Gate Bridge at night. A home's exterior. A table at the top of a set of stairs holds flowers, cameras, and lenses. Sophie sets her mug on the table. She opens a closet door, bends down, and picks up a cardboard box, then carries it over to a table, sets it down, opens it, and pulls out a miniature Christmas tree. She examines the tree. She places the tree back in the box. She sits in a nearby chair, picks up a framed Christmas photo of her and her grandmother Louise, and stares down at it. She places the photo back down, picks up her phone, and dials it. Louise rests with her bandaged foot elevated. She answers it.
Sophie, what a lovely surprise.
I was just looking at my sad little Christmas tree, and it made me think of all the great ones I used to have with you and Granddad.
So you had to call.
I did. I miss you. What's going on? How are you?
Well, it's a funny thing.
Sophie and Marissa at work.
Her foot?
Hairline fracture, which means I'm going to Bainbridge.
Well, not exactly the break for you I had in mind.
Well, both my parents moved to Spain 2 years ago, so there's just me to help out.
What does help out entail?
Probably something to do with the Christmas pageant.
A Christmas pageant? Those things are real.
You really need to get out of San Francisco more.
Are you kidding? Holidays are the only time there's any decent traffic. So have you told Brent?
Well, I tried to call, but he's already on his way to Portland to cover the band, so I texted him. Well, their tour swings by Seattle, so maybe he can swing by your grandmother's place and help out with the Bainbridge Christmas parade.
Pageant.
Sounds the same in my brain. I'll call you when I hear from Stuyvesant.
Okay.
They cross their fingers. The driver gets her bag.
Thank you.
David on his phone. Louise opens her door and sees Sophie.
Grandma!
Sophie!
The dog.
Oh, darling. Oh, it's so good to see you.
So good to see you, too. Ah, and I finally get to meet Riggs.
Easy, Riggs. Oh, you look wonderful, sweetheart.
Thank you. So do you.
Oh, let's go inside. It's freezing out.
Okay, I'll get my bag.
David pours coffee in his house.
She's already 10 minutes late. It doesn't bode well.
Didn't the nanny service say she was having car trouble?
Yeah, but that's just it. I need somebody with a reliable car.
Fair enough. But until she gets there...
Right. Yes, we can go over the report. When did you get so pushy and ambitious?
The day we started this company, my friend. So listen, end of quarter numbers look exceptional, so the board's got to be happy about that.
Yeah? And what about next year's projects?
What about them?
Well, none of the apps we have in development are even remotely as inspired or inspiring as I'd like them to be.
We need something with a lot more wow to it if we're going to keep people...
Not only interested, but excited about the product.
Do you have any such wow in mind?
No, I'm afraid not. See, my brain's fried from working and the school let out for Christmas break last week.
Well, listen, the good thing is we still got a little bit of time left, and hey, it's Christmas. Maybe you'll find some inspiration.
Yeah, maybe.
David's house exterior, Louise's house exterior.
Oh, honey, I'm so glad you could come on such short notice.
Me too. I'm just sorry it had to be because you got hurt.
I'll take what I can get. I wish your parents could have made it, too.
Louise sits on the couch.
Dad said Mom's teaching a seminar in Madrid on the 23rd, so they're staying there for Christmas. Okay, so besides finished decorating and walking Riggs, what do you need me to help you with?
Mainly the Christmas pageant planning committee. I missed the last couple of meetings.
I'll drive you.
My angel.
Oh, hey, I saw some new guy next door. Did the Gilberts move?
In January. David and Troy Murphy moved in this May. They're lovely.
A hat.
Actually, Troy helped walk Riggs for me the other day and left this behind. Could you be a dear and take it to him?
Now?
Louise raises her brow and shrugs.
Sure.
Sophie nods.
Okay.
Sophie stands and walks next door to David's house. David walks to the door and opens it.
Finally!
I'm sorry?
Come on in. Come on.
I'm... What do you mean, huh?
Well, it's not what I expected.
What were you expecting?
I don't know exactly, but...
Okay, so...
Look, I don't mean to be rude, but I've got a video meeting with the office at 3 p.m., and you are late, so if we could just make this quick.
Sure.
All right. How do you feel about kids?
Kids?
Yeah, kids. You know, children, rugrats, munchkins. You like them, don't you?
Some more than others. Did you just take notes?
Sure did. Did you go to college?
I did.
Where?
Oregon.
Why?
It's a good school. They gave me a scholarship. Do I get to ask you questions?
Not yet. What was your major?
Photography and media.
Makes sense. Struggling artiste.
No.
Do you know CPR?
Are you feeling okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. Why?
Because you just asked me that.
Well, safety's the number one priority of a nanny.
I'm not a nanny.
Okay, caregiver then. But Troy's never gonna go for the term babysitter.
Good. Not a babysitter either.
What title would you prefer?
your neighbor's granddaughter?
What?
Yeah, I think I can clear this up. Hi, Sophie Griffith, Louise's granddaughter.
You're here. Hi, Mrs. Griffith said you weren't coming for Christmas.
My schedule opened up and Grandma's hurt, so here I am.
I'm guessing you're not a nanny.
No, she's a photographer. I've seen your pictures. They're really cool.
I like this kid. Is this Troy?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's my nephew.
Well then, Troy Murphy, that is yours. You left it at Grandma's the other day.
Thank you.
So sorry. So embarrassed. I was expecting the agency to send over another candidate to be one of Troy's temporary nannies for the next few days.
That's okay. Everyone needs a spontaneous pop quiz in their life every so often. Keeps the brain active.
Right.
Are you staying for Christmas?
I am. I'm gonna help Grandma through New Year's, and then hopefully I'm off to Switzerland. I'm up for a potential photo assignment. That is me putting my degree to good use. But first, I have to walk rigs.
Ooh, can I come? I love rigs.
Troy, we just met Miss Griffith.
Though you now know more about me than most people. And it's Sophie.
Please, Uncle David.
The more the merrier for me.
Well, would actually help. We'll have him in video call.
See? Win, win, win. What's your number?
206-555-0415.
She types it into her phone.
Now you have my contact info. And just to be safe, here's my business card. After all, safety is the number one responsibility for a nanny.
She smiles at David.
Shall we?
Sophie and Troy exit. David examines Sophie's business card. It is blue with a white camera and reads, Sophie Griffiths, photographer.
He thought you were the nanny.
It was hilarious once we figured it out.
Oh, dear. I think David's anxious about getting someone to help out.
Sophie gestures.
What's their story?
Louise glances left.
Troy's parents passed 3 years ago, car accident. David stepped in to be Troy's guardian. They moved to Bainbridge from Seattle to give Troy a more family-friendly environment.
How's it going?
Now, David doesn't talk about it much, but I get the impression the first couple of years were difficult. But they're better now.
Sophie smiles.
Good.
Though David doesn't date much.
Louise nods. Sophie smirks.
Why are you telling me that?
Louise raises her brows.
Just an observation.
Sophie nods. Troy enters.
Come on, Riggs. Come on, buddy. All set.
Troy holds Riggs' leash.
Let's go.
Hey, come on, Riggs. Oh my gosh, you're so cute. Come on, buddy. Look at the camera.
Takes photos. They walk in the park.
How many cameras do you have?
5. So this is my baby. What about you? Do you have one?
Only on my phone.
Ugh, it hurts.
It really does. But maybe I'll ask Santa for one for Christmas.
Have you made up your list of wishes yet?
No.
You should get on that. Christmas is coming soon.
It's true. Oh, what's this?
Community notice board.
Christmas pageant.
Huh.
Wanna go?
Yeah. Let's go walk by it.
Sophie and Troy walk away. David opens the door for the nanny who is texting and holds up her finger.
Hi.
She flips her hair over her shoulder.
Hey, sorry I'm a little late.
A little? You're over an hour late.
Ugh, cars.
Yeah.
So, like, when would I start?
You know what?
She holds up her finger again.
Yeah, I don't think this is gonna work.
She stares at her phone.
Thank you.
He slowly backs into the house.
Wow.
He nods and waves, then shuts the door on her. She turns and leaves.
Come on, Reese.
Banner. Christmas pageant. The night before Christmas. December 23rd. 6th to 9 p.m. Sophie, Troy, and Riggs enter.
It looks like they're setting up for the Christmas pageant play.
Yeah, it does.
The night before Christmas. I like the classics. Simon Baylock, the director.
Oh, Sophie Griffith. And this is Troy Murphy.
Ah, hi, Troy. Did you say Griffith? Any relation to Louise Griffith?
She's my grandmother.
Oh, good. I'm supposed to call her. I'm new to the pageant committee this year, and apparently she's quite the organizer, but she hasn't been to the last couple of meetings.
Well, she hurt her foot, but we're planning on being on the next one, which is...
Tomorrow, right before the play auditions. Are you trying out?
Oh, no.
What about you?
Me?
Why not? It's about a family waiting for Santa on Christmas Eve. And the original poem was published in the Troy, New York Sentinel. So perhaps there's a little kismet at work here? Yeah, here's a script. It's only a half-hour play, but it will be fun.
Troy opens the script. Ascension Invention, Annual Report, App Ideas, Don't Eat Alone on Christmas, Christmas Podcast Navigator, Christmas Tree Donations, Christmas Music Finder, Holiday Helper, Christmas Cupid, Santa's Recipe Cookbook, and more. David picks up his phone. Sophie calling.
Hey, Sophie, is everything okay with Troy?
Everything's fine with Troy. He's busy studying his lines for the play. But I was just calling to see if you'd be okay with him helping us finish decorating Grandma's house.
Are you sure about that?
Please. Have you seen how many boxes she has? We're gonna need his help to put everything up before it's time to take everything down again.
All right, then. Swing by in a couple hours?
Perfect. Oh, and David, how did the nanny interview go?
Ooh, let's just say you're still the lead.
Obviously.
They both smile and hang up. At Louise's house, Troy lifts an ornament.
Oh, these are so cute. Nice.
That one is cute. That one's old, I think, right, Grandma?
Yeah, it's older than you are. And put the old ones in the front.
Higher, okay. Well, how's that look? That's good, right?
Yes, it's a needed touch.
Lovely.
Troy looks at a framed photo.
Why are you a photographer?
I blame her. She gave me my first camera at Christmas when I was 11, and I fell in love. I actually got some good ones of you and Rings of the Park. I'll send it to your uncle.
Oh, awesome. Thanks.
Louise lifts a tea kettle from the stove. Troy reads the script.
It was the night before Christmas when I was in the house.
Brent calls.
I'll call him back.
I didn't know you were still dating Brent.
Why would you think we broke up?
We didn't ever talk about him.
Well, he's either on a job or I am.
Where is he now?
He's following a band.
Over Christmas?
You have to take work when you can, even when you're successful.
Oh, if he's successful, he can find a way to spend Christmas with you.
That's just how it goes when two photographers are dating, Grandma. I swear, in the 6 months that we've been together, we've been in the same place at the same time, maybe 3 weeks?
The time isn't as important as the quality of your interaction. Your grandfather and I fell in love over a weekend in college, and it lasted nearly 40 years.
Well, not everyone can have what you and Grandpa had, or Mom and Dad. Things are different now.
But love never changes.
Sophie puts down her mug of tea and gets up, walks to the door, and lets in David.
Hi.
Hi. Sorry I'm late.
It's okay.
Something's been saying a lot recently. Wow.
Hey.
Hey. And you guys have really been at it. Or did the elves do it, I wonder?
It was mostly us.
Well, great job, all of you.
Can Troy come over tomorrow and help with finishing touches?
I'm afraid Troy has to come to work with me tomorrow. I still don't have anybody to help, and I have to be at these meetings, so I can't stay home.
But the auditions are tomorrow. Mr. Baylor gave me a script, I'll show you.
Troy hands David the script.
Can I talk to you for a second?
Yeah, please.
David hands the script back to Troy, then follows Sophie.
Oh!
Thanks.
Welcome.
They get their coats from the rack. They walk outside onto the porch and put them on.
Let us watch him. At least for tomorrow, maybe beyond. It's not like you have a whole lot of options, and I'm pretty sure I passed phase one of the interview.
Right, but I can't.
But you can.
No, but you can.
Also can.
I. You came here to spend time with your grandmother, Sophie, not to look after my nephew.
Honestly, nothing about this Christmas is my usual.
Which is what?
She shrugs.
Traveling? Last year I was in Bali doing a cover of a yoga magazine. The year before I was in Tanzania on the Serengeti. When my agent said I had this Christmas off, I didn't know what to do with my spare time. I grew up with doctor parents who work every available second. It's what I learned to do.
You seem so relaxed.
Thank you. Mom and Dad also taught me to make the most of an unexpected situation.
It's coming here a situation?
It is. A fun one. I love spending time with my grandmother. She was the most normal part of my childhood. Christmases with her were my absolute favorites. I know Troy's gonna have as much fun with her as I did.
Right, but I don't want to impose.
I'm offering. I'm here, you need help, why not help? And Troy is so easygoing.
Trust me, he has his moments. But yeah, that is basically true.
So, say yes, let Grandma and me be co-nannies. At least for tomorrow.
Okay then, just for tomorrow.
Okay.
They walk to the door side by side. Brent on the phone.
I thought you were going to relax, and now you're in Washington acting as some
kid's babysitter?
Troy doesn't like the term babysitter, so I'm going with nanny, which is somehow better.
Okay. What about your grandmother? I thought you were supposed to be helping her.
She's on board. I mean, it's not that much more, really. We're going to the Christmas pageant meeting today anyway, so now we just go a little bit early to let Troy audition.
Right.
A man taps his watch.
Oh, hey, listen, hon, I gotta go.
Oh, okay. Call me later?
Yeah.
Sure.
Brent hangs up, then runs to get on a helicopter. Sophie gets up and answers the door to find David and Troy.
Hey! Do I smell pancakes?
Hey, buddy, you already had breakfast.
But not pancakes. I gotta go.
Troy, we don't...
I mean, it's pancakes.
I really appreciate this.
No problem. That's what neighbors are for, even temporary ones.
Oh, and you'll be happy to know that Troy and I went over his lines for the play this morning. He's doing great, but he's, you know, a little nervous.
I'll be very encouraging.
Thank you.
David's shoes do not match.
Oh, that's... I guess that's what happens when you're always running behind, huh?
Perks of being a boss. No one will say anything.
True. Mm. Okay, here are my house keys. If you have to run over there for anything. Do you mind calling me, letting me know how the auditions go?
Absolutely.
Thank you. Bye, Troy.
See ya.
David leaves.
See you soon.
Bye.
The pageant banner.
Simon.
You came. Wonderful.
Simon Baylock, this is my grandmother, Louise Griffith.
At last. I've heard so much about you.
Good things, I hope.
Of course. It's my understanding you're lead on the toy drive?
That's right.
Do you have a second to go over some details? I was assigned to help out.
Oh, of course.
Simon takes Louise's hand.
I'll help Troy with his lines.
Sophie puts her arm around Troy, a snow-capped city.
Good morning, Ross.
David, good morning. Everyone's in the conference room.
Already?
Don't worry, I brought Christmas danishes.
Smart man.
Where's Troy?
She's with my neighbor Louise and her granddaughter Sophie.
Sophie? Is she cute?
What are you, 12?
I mean, sometimes, yeah.
Let's just get this show on the road, shall we?
But you never answered the question.
Not gonna.
Girl exits stage.
Very good. Next.
Boy enters stage.
It's a miniature sleigh with...
Check script.
Oh, right. 8 tiny... reindeer.
Well done, Walker. Next, Troy.
Troy enters stage, drops his script, picks it up, and flips through it.
Merry Christmas.
You'll have to speak up.
Merry Christmas.
A bit louder, please.
To all. And, to all, night.
Hey, buddy. So, how'd it go?
Yeah, I got 5th reindeer.
Well, that's great. That's common, right? You should be proud of yourself. I am.
I wanted Toby. He's the lead, but I got stage fright.
Well, you know, that happens to the best of us.
Really?
Yeah. Sometimes even I get too scared to speak. I do it for a living. But guess what? Reindeer number 5, Comet, is going to be the coolest reindeer on the team. No doubt.
Thanks.
Here, Sophie.
Passes the phone.
Hey, I took some photos for you.
Oh, thank you.
You did pretty good,
despite the quiet act.
As long as he's okay.
He seems fine.
So we're finished here. We were thinking of going to the toy store to pick up some items off Grandma's toy drive list.
calling to see if you're okay if Troy comes with us. David?
Did you say Toy Drive?
For the pageant?
Are you still there?
Yes. Do you mind if I join you guys?
Sure.
Awesome.
David smiles. Kids play in the snow. David and Sophie walk through a toy store. He pushes the shopping cart as she places toys in it.
That's cute. Ah, this was my favorite toy camera when I was a kid. I used to pretend I was on the plains of Africa taking photos of lions and elephants and tigers.
Wow.
She places two in the cart.
Two of them?
Yeah, one for Troy and one for the toy drive.
Aha.
So, tech is your baby, huh?
It is.
I guess that makes you the guy to go to if my laptop acts up.
Yeah, and I'll tell you the same thing I tell everybody.
Turn it off and on. So what made you want to come to the toy store with us?
It's a longer story, but toy drives have always held a special place in my heart. So whenever I get a chance to give to one, I do.
I feel like you have a lot of stories.
He turns and looks at her.
Doesn't everybody?
You more than most. I can see it in your eyes.
Louise.
David, it has come to my attention that you and Troy haven't gotten your Christmas tree yet.
Troy, tomorrow is Saturday. Do you want to get a tree?
Can Sophie come?
Me?
Oh, Sophie's great at choosing Christmas trees.
In a tree farm, which makes it very easy.
Right. Troy, Sophie's here to help her grandmother first, remember?
It's fine. You should all go together.
See?
Troy shrugs.
Then that's settled. Let's go get that robot kitten saw.
Yeah.
Louise stands, then she and Troy walk away together.
All right. Are you getting the impression that maybe...
My grandmother is playing amateur matchmaker? Oh, yeah.
Okay. So it's not just me.
No, I will talk to Grandma.
Yeah, and I'll talk to Troy.
Sophie nods.
You don't seem really great.
Oh, you too, and it's a huge compliment.
Same.
I'm just really busy with work.
Ditto.
And I have a boyfriend.
Oh, and there's that.
And we don't even live in the same state.
No, it's a total non-starter.
I agree.
Good, you get it.
completely.
They smile.
Well, now that that's settled, do you want to come get a tree with us tomorrow?
Absolutely.
She nods.
Cool.
Louise's house. Sophie walks down the stairs and finds Louise sitting at the counter reading a newspaper.
Good morning.
Good morning. Are you excited about the tree shopping with the Murphys?
About that. It's not going to happen.
You're not going?
Oh, I'm going. But me and David... That's not going to happen.
Sophie sits.
I'm sure I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm sure you do. I'm dating Brent.
So you say.
Because it's the truth.
Are you in love with him?
We're still early in our relationship.
6 months.
Is still early.
Fine. What do you like about him?
Well, he's successful and smart.
Do you have fun together?
Does he need to be a comedian?
He should be someone you connect with. Your grandfather always made me laugh. And think and feel.
Louise raises her brows and nods. Sophie holds her hand.
Sorry. You must miss him.
Christmas has a way of inspiring reflection. And I just want you to have the same kind of loving relationship I knew. And if Brent can give that to you, then I'm happy for you.
Sophie checks her phone.
He's here.
Have fun.
Are you sure you're gonna be okay?
I'm very sure. Simon might drop by to pick up some toys for this toy drive.
Simon?
Oh, it's not like that.
Bye.
Sophie touches Louise's arm as she leaves. Louise smiles. The snow-dusted town from above. Families shop for Christmas trees.
This is awesome. Yeah. I just wish Riggs was with us.
Me too, bud. And this is gonna be a long day. All right. Got any preferences?
Do they have Fraser Furs?
I don't think so.
Because Fraser Furs have excellent needle retention.
Is that so? How do you know that?
I did a photo shoot at a tree farm once. The things you learn. Did you know that even though spruce is very popular for Christmas trees, they lose their needles quickly? True story.
Troy raises his brows.
I want it to be tall.
Tall is also good.
David looks around.
Oh, well then, tall it shall be.
Sophie takes photos.
Oh, perfect. This one, please. Thank you.
Are you sure you don't want to cut it down yourself?
Nah. This way, we have more time for hot chocolate and donuts.
Oh, yeah.
More importantly, this!
Snowball.
Gotcha! Oh.
Sophie takes photos as David and Troy have a snowball fight. Sophie and Troy sit at a table. David brings mugs of cocoa.
Oh, can I get some of our chocolate?
You done already? It was hot.
It's not too hot.
All right, one more, but make it small. You've already got enough sugar rushing through your veins.
Okay.
Small.
Troy heads back to the counter. Sophie smiles at David.
What?
Nothing. You just seem so relaxed.
Well, have I been uptight since you met me?
I wouldn't say uptight. More like focused on work.
Well, I'm sure it seems like I work all the time. But believe it or not, I've cut down significantly after Troy came to live with me. Having someone to look after can really shift one's perspective.
I'll bet. So what's keeping you busy now?
The end of the year board report. And an app project idea. Or lack thereof.
Why the lack of?
Ascension Invention has been incredibly prosperous these past 15 years. And I don't mean to sound ungrateful, but I feel as though we could do more.
More as in?
Well, that's just it. I don't know. It's a gut feeling. But it feels worth trusting. You know, there's this idea that we could be doing something else to connect and help people. I just can't see it yet. Does that sound crazy?
No, not at all. It sounds inspiring.
Well, good, because it will be if I can ever figure it out.
Sophie nods.
So what inspires you?
Oh, well, I love my career. I love being able to capture moments in time. And I like being able to take those photos of people and places back to other people who might otherwise never get to see it.
It's really great. It's more than just a little bit important to love what you do.
Sophie nods.
It is.
I sense a qualifier lurking.
Not about my career, but maybe...
What?
How I'm doing it, at least right now.
Okay, so in what way?
Well, I told you how my parents worked all the time. And I wonder if maybe that's what I'm doing now. I mean, what about...
Life?
Yeah, life!
I was in a similar situation when the accident happened with my brother and sister-in-law. Except I wasn't thinking about life outside of work. Life outside of work found me. And I was not prepared.
David looks downward.
Well, you seem to be handling it very well. And Troy is great.
Thanks. Though much of the credit belongs to his parents, Daniel and Beth. They did most of the real work. I'm just trying not to mess it up.
Well, as your unofficial co-nanny, I think you're doing more than just that.
David nods.
Thanks again. It's been an unexpected blessing, to be honest. Before I had no one. Now I have Troy.
Shakes his head.
It's hard to imagine my world without him. He really is my best friend.
David sips cocoa.
David Murphy?
A woman approaches.
Jody Hall. Oh. Hi, what are you doing here?
I'm getting a treat, of course.
Right.
Jody points.
Sophie Griffith, this is Jody Hall.
Hey, hello.
Hi, temporary neighbor.
Wow, it's really great to see you again.
What brings you to Vanbridge? I thought you'd never left Seattle.
That is a longer story. Maybe we should get together and catch up?
Sure, yeah.
Hey, wonderful. My number's the same.
Got it.
She kisses his cheek.
It was nice to meet you.
Yeah, nice to meet you too.
Jody shakes Sophie's hand.
We dated 3 years ago.
Sophie nods.
You mean when?
Yeah. Everything in my life was chaotic. It wasn't fair to keep bringing her through it.
Did she want to be a part of it?
No. But that's just it. I needed stability.
Sophie nods, then smiles weakly. David sips his cocoa. Troy returns.
Yum.
Bam.
Shorter glass.
What?
Just a small.
All right,
cheers.
Cheers.
They all three clink their cocoa mugs together, then take sips. A Santa Claus.
All right, so you know what you're gonna ask Santa for?
I think I have an idea.
David smiles. Troy meets the Santa.
Who do we have here?
Troy Murphy.
Welcome, Troy Murphy.
Thank you.
Camera.
Do you know what you want for Christmas?
Troy looks at Sophie and David. He whispers in Santa's ear. Santa nods.
Well, I can't guarantee it, but I'll sure do my best.
Okay, thanks.
Santa wouldn't have smiled if it was anything impossible, right?
I don't think so.
Okay, good.
Sophie takes another photo.
Thank you. Merry Christmas.
All right, Merry Christmas.
How was it?
It was good.
All right.
Troy hugs David.
Ah, thank you.
Troy hugs Sophie.
Shall we?
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Thanks
a lot.
All right, we'll see you again. Next.
The snow-dusted town from above. David, Sophie, and Troy get out of the car. Sophie checks her phone.
Yeah? Is everything all right?
My agent just texted me to check my voicemail. Said it was good news.
What about?
I'll call her later.
No. You cannot leave me in suspense like this. It's not fair. Come on.
Okay.
Sophie puts her phone to her ear, then smiles.
I booked Cyber Ski Wear.
What?
It shoots January 4th in Switzerland.
Yes! Congratulations! Oh, that's amazing. You deserve this. Hey, Sophie.
Brent! What are you doing here?
The band is playing in Seattle, so...
Brent shrugs.
Hey, Brent Willoughby.
David Murphy, her grandmother's neighbor.
Great, it's great to meet you, David.
Hey, you too.
David and Brent nod.
We were getting a Christmas tree.
We? It's for my nephew and I.
Oh, great. You want help? Bring it inside.
You know what? I'd love that, yeah.
Okay.
We'll see you in there?
Yeah.
You want to get that side?
Dinner at Louise's house.
Oh, yeah, I've been everywhere. Yeah, the Amazon, Morocco, Antarctica.
Really?
Yeah, but it's not all about the glamour, Troy. Being a professional photographer means also being alert to the dangers in the world, too. Always keep that in mind when you're trying to get that perfect shot.
I will.
Soph knows what I'm talking about.
Hmm? Yeah.
Yeah, where nothing else matters but getting that shot. Especially now since your career is...
She got the assignment in Switzerland.
You did?
You got the Stibus gig?
Yeah,
that's fantastic.
Thank you.
Why didn't you tell me?
I just found out.
Brent takes her hand.
Well, you know what?
He kisses it.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah.
David looks downward and takes a sip of his wine. Sophie smiles at Brent, then looks at David and her smile fades. Louise looks downward, then at David. Sophie approaches David and Troy as they put on their coats.
You're leaving?
Yeah, Troy's had a long day, so I'm gonna get him to bed.
We'll be here tomorrow, right? What time you coming?
Troy, let's let these ladies have some time to themselves, okay?
But we were all supposed to decorate our tree tomorrow.
We'll talk about this tomorrow.
I had a really good time today.
Yeah, me too.
Thanks for letting me help pick out your Christmas tree. I appreciate it.
David nods. Sophie smiles at him.
Good night, Louise. Thanks for dinner.
Anytime.
Bye, Mrs. Griffith.
Troy puts on his hat.
You all set?
Yep. Let's go.
They exit. Sophie stares at the door, frowns, and looks down. Then, she turns around. David and Troy open their door, turn on their light, close their door, and take off their coats and hat.
Is the guy who talks to Sophie's boyfriend?
Yeah, he is.
David takes off his scarf, Troy takes off his shoes.
Troy. Hey, buddy. Remember, Sophie's only here temporarily. Then she has to go back to her own life, okay?
Well, that doesn't mean she won't come back here. Let's wait till Sophie comes back to do the decorations.
All right.
Louise's house.
I think that went well.
I
except for the part where you scared Troy about the dangers of photography.
He'll be fine.
Says the man who doesn't have to put him to sleep if he has nightmares.
Well, neither will you. Don't forget, this suburban nanny thing is temporary, so you'll be back to your normal life soon enough.
Nothing about our lives is normal. Bainbridge is normal.
Yeah, and boring.
Hey, I grew up here.
Well, as much as you grew up anywhere. You and your parents were globetrotters, just like us.
Speaking of, I might get a chance to shoot an Icelandic travel book.
Wow. How long will you be gone for?
3-4 weeks. But you'll be in Switzerland, so there'll be minimal overlap. Unless you book another gig, which you probably will.
Sophie shakes her head.
This is how it's gonna be for us, isn't it? You're gonna be working over there, and I'm gonna be working here.
Is that suddenly a problem?
I think I want more.
Oh, hey. Look, Sophie,
don't worry. I'm not proposing. I'm thinking for myself. And I don't know what that looks like yet.
Are you sure you're not just getting caught up in the trappings of Christmas? Feeling sentimental?
Maybe. But I find myself looking at families and wondering what it would be like to be more settled. I don't know.
She nods.
I do know that you and I aren't working. We're not getting enough time to see if we could work. And that's not going to change.
They look at each other. He kisses her forehead. He looks at her, then opens the door. He leaves.
I can't say I'm surprised.
Yes, I know. You were never Brent's biggest fan.
Yeah, he's fine, if chatty. And I'm glad David got to see the two of you together.
Grandma, we've talked about this.
But you were dating Brent then. Now you're not.
That's not the only reason. There's Troy to consider, and they're a package deal. And then there's my career. I know you're not telling me to give up on that.
Well, of course not. I know you love it, and you're good at it. And I like mine, too.
Then what are you saying?
Find balance.
I've been hearing that a lot lately, and it's not easy.
No, it is not. But one thing older people know from experience is it's necessary for a good life. And I want the best possible life for you, whatever that winds up being.
Louise and Sophie smile at each other, then they hold hands.
I love you.
Oh, I love you, darling.
Sophie turns off the light, then she locks the front door. She peers through the window blinds just in time to see David bringing in bags from his trunk. She stares at him. He carries the armloads of gift bags inside. She smiles warmly. David's door. Sophie knocks, he answers.
I've come for reindeer number 5.
He's just putting on his boots.
Great.
Ross.
Hi, I'm Ross Reeler, David's friend.
Hi, Sophie Griffith.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too.
Morning, guys.
Sure.
They all enter.
Ross and I are partners.
Although we've known each other since we were pledge brothers.
Oh, wow.
And Sophie's here to pick up Troy for play rehearsal. I'll go check on him.
Doesn't matter how many times I see it, it always amuses me to see Seattle's best business bachelor go into paternal mode.
Seattle's best business bachelor?
No.
Yes! 2014, Seattle Morning Magazine, you should have seen the photos.
Wow, I want to see the photos.
No, you will never see the photos. Ross and I were expanding the company, and we just thought it was good publicity at the
time. It was good publicity. Although, I will say, the photo of you staring off into the distance with the sunlight all behind you, I mean, that was my favorite.
Why don't you go take a seat, and we'll get to work in a minute.
Yeah, but it's more fun to give Sophie the details and watch you squirm.
Speak for yourself.
Anyway, it was very nice to meet you, Sophie.
You too, Ross.
They shake hands.
Yeah, I seriously want to see those photos.
No.
Ready?
Yeah, let's go. See you, Uncle David.
Bye. Have fun.
See you.
Sophie and Troy leave. Ross and David sit.
Hey, she is cute.
She's a nice person who happens to be being very generous with her time.
She's also cute.
She has a boyfriend, Ross.
Ah, that's too bad. I thought you guys had a nice little banter thing going on.
Well, it's a moot point.
But do you wish it wasn't moot?
It doesn't matter. She lives in California. I live here. Her career takes her all over the world, whereas I have to stay here and focus on raising Troy in Bainbridge. Besides, she's already said she's only here to make the most of an unexpected situation. Nothing more.
Okay.
Ross shrugs.
Okay.
Simon.
Let's try it once. Reindeer up.
The kids stand.
Now dash away, dash away, dash away all.
Which one's yours? Reindeer number 5.
Sophie smiles.
He's adorable.
The Santa version. Okay, we're going to try one more time, and I'll be Santa, okay? So I get in the sleigh, and remember you've got the...
Sophie and Troy sip cocoa. Phone.
Hi, Marissa.
I've emailed you the contract.
Just sign it and scan it back to me, and I'll get your itinerary.
How long do you think I'll be gone for?
Well, they already have a couple of locations in mind,
but they said they're willing to extend the scout by a few days if you have some suggestions.
Troy puts the reindeer horns over his face.
What?
Nothing. Troy's playing with a prop from the Christmas play.
Is that the
neighbor's nephew that Brent mentioned?
Sophie puts up one finger, then leaves the table.
He told you about the Murphys?
He said you've been spending quite a bit of time with them.
Well, they've been such a surprise. A good surprise. I'm gonna miss them.
Huh.
Troy stares.
You're not thinking about staying up there,
are you?
What?
No. Why would you ask that?
Because Brent also said you two broke up.
And I can't help wondering if there's a connection.
I'm not saying there is, but I don't have to live in San Francisco, right?
Since I travel so much?
Well, obviously you can be based anywhere. But it helps if you're close to the action at this stage of your career. You know that.
I do.
Look, just...
try to keep that in mind when you're there. I mean, everything is going so well, there's no reason to shake things up unnecessarily. Okay?
Okay.
Bye.
Troy has whipped cream all over his face. David's house exterior. David opens a box of decorations and pulls out a tangled strand of lights. Small gold ornaments. Troy and Sophie enter.
Hey, Uncle David.
Hey, how was rehearsal?
It was good. Being leader's cool.
I had no doubt. Hey, why don't you go wash up your hands? You've been out all day.
All right.
Troy exits.
Waiting until the last possible second.
Christmas is next week.
Yeah, I know. And I want this place to be fully festive, so hopefully we can get it all done today. Because tomorrow, Troy and I are going to the office.
Why are you taking him to work?
I had an unexpected lunch.
Do you want Grandma and me to watch Troy?
Really?
Hello, Co-Nanny here. Besides, I love hanging with Troy. We've had a lot of fun.
Well, thank you. That would be fantastic. I wasn't sure, you know, about asking.
Why? We've been doing it all week.
This lunch isn't work-related.
Oh, how mysterious.
Oh, it's so not mysterious. It's just with Jody.
Jody? Like, ex-Jody?
It's not like that. It's just a catch-up. That's all.
You want to decorate the tree?
I would love to. As soon as I locate those tree decorations.
You can't find them?
I didn't say that. It's a work in progress.
All right, then let's go look for them.
David and Sophie enter a room full of boxes.
Okay, how long have you lived here?
Since May. Look, I know it's a bit of a mess, but it's hard to find the time. When I do find the time, it's hard because a lot of these boxes came from Dan and Beth's.
You'll settle in eventually.
Oh, my Charles Dickens Christmas collection.
Do they go on the tree?
No, they did not.
Got it.
David pulls the box from the closet. They pull out items. David pulls out an angel tree topper.
This was Dan and Beth's. As soon as it got to the top of the tree, they used to say then they were ready for Christmas.
What were they like, your brother and sister-in-law?
I thought Dan hung the moon, and Beth too.
When you mentioned the toy drive, it brought back a lot of memories.
Sometimes that was the only way we could get presents at Christmas. Me and my parents did whatever they could, but we had some lean years, and so we had to rely on the kindness and charity of other good people to see us through, more times than I can remember. I'm just so grateful. I really hope that comes across.
I'm still struggling to, you know, learn to be okay when I can't repay somebody else's kindness.
But kindness doesn't need to be repaid. Not if it's genuine. And letting others help you is just as much of a gift as receiving it.
Uncle David, did you find the decorations yet?
Yeah, we're coming.
Thank you.
She nods.
Welcome.
Troy and David pose as they put up decorations. Sophie Tagus pictures. David holds up a model snowman.
I'm gonna put this on top of the fireplace, okay?
He puts up a golden star. David lifts Troy to the top of the tree to place the angel.
Perfect! 2, 1.
They turn on the tree lights. Riggs watches. Louise's house exterior. Sophie bakes Christmas cookies, Troy decorates them, and Louise eats them.
Oh, those look good. Those look really good.
They taste pretty great, too.
I know. We're not supposed to eat those.
Her kitchen, her rules.
Okay.
Louise hands a cookie to Troy. He bites it.
They are good.
They really are. Maybe you could quit photography and become a baker.
Not gonna happen.
I just thought it might be a way to see you more often.
Well, that can be done without a professional overhaul.
Hey, Riggs looks a little lonely. He needs a dog biscuit.
Thank you, Troy.
No problem. Here, Riggs. Hey, buddy. Want a treat?
So, David's on a date.
Well, he says it's not a date, but it is his ex, and she's beautiful, and she obviously wants to hang out with him, so you do the math.
I feel you already did.
Louise raises her eyebrows and smiles at Sophie. Sophie puts cookies in the oven.
Where are you going?
Oh, Simon's coming by to take me to the theater's holiday party. It's his way of trying to recruit me. It won't work, but still, I'll get some free food.
What about your foot?
Getting better every day.
Okay, well, take your cane and make sure you sit as much as possible. I'm serious.
So bossy.
Have fun.
David and Jody.
So lovely to run into you.
Yeah, of all the places I thought that I'd run into you again, a Christmas tree farm in Bainbridge has to be at the bottom of the list.
Yeah, well... a lot has changed.
I can tell. Is Sophie good with Troy?
Oh, yeah. But we're not, you know, romantic or anything like that.
Okay. How are things with Troy?
Much better than they were in the beginning, that's for sure. I think we're getting the hang of it. Starting to.
You have to be careful, don't you, with children?
There's so much responsibility. There's a reason that I was at the tree farm. One I owe all to you. And how you broke up with me when you did.
Well, now I'm intrigued.
Shows him her hand.
I'm engaged.
Joey.
That's why I was at the tree farm. My fiance, his daughter, and I, we were buying our first tree together.
The That's terrific. Congratulations.
Right. Me as a stepmother.
Yeah, I never pictured you like that.
I know. You danced around that when you were ending things with me. But I could read between the lines. You were wrong, but you were too busy pushing me away to notice. And I'm glad that you didn't.
He shakes his head.
Like, being engaged, it's the best thing that's happened to me. So thank you.
You're welcome.
Now, tell me more about this. Sophie, you're supposedly not dating.
Number one, we're not dating.
Oh, but you want to.
No.
No, don't try and sneak that past me, because I won't believe you.
Come on, Riggs. Yeah, maybe a little.
Hey.
All day.
Hi.
Oh, hey, Uncle David, you home for the day?
I sure am. Now, I had this sudden urge to go ice skating, which never happens. I thought to myself, who'd want to go with me, I wonder?
Yeah. Troy waves and points.
Oh, mm-hmm. Me too?
Do you want it?
Sophie nods.
I'd love to.
They high five.
Oh!
Come on, Riggs. Come on, Riggs.
Come on, Riggs. Let's go. So how'd it go with Jody?
I was good. Got to hear all about her engagements.
Wow, she's engaged?
She is, yeah.
That's wonderful.
Is it?
It is, isn't it? I mean...
I don't know. I'm happy for her.
Excellent.
Ice rink.
How's Brent doing?
I don't know. We broke up.
Oh. You did?
Yeah, after the dinner. We never really spent enough time together to find out if we were right for each other. And the way things were going, I didn't think that was going to change.
Are you okay? Because we can go.
I am. Thanks.
Hey, Uncle David, can we go ski up at Snoqualmie? Yeah.
Of course. We're going up after Christmas to do some sledding.
It's gorgeous.
Yeah. Well, do you and Louise want to join us? Now she can bring a friend, hang out at the lodge for a couple hours while we tear up the snow.
Yeah, that sounds fun. I'll ask.
All right.
David nods.
Uncle David, I'm kind of hungry.
A common refrain. Do you have dinner plans?
Grandma's out, heating up some leftovers.
Uncle David made pot roast.
You cook?
Yeah, you know, when I have time. They don't call me the best business bastard for nothing. Come on.
Work on a jigsaw puzzle, Sophie takes photos.
And he is out like a light.
He's kind of a puzzle wizard, isn't he?
Yeah, he gets that from Beth.
Nods.
I kind of love this song.
Well then, it would be a shame to let a song you kind of love go to waste, wouldn't it? Shall we?
They dance.
Childhood's joy.
They almost kissed. David's phone.
I should probably head back.
Thanks for spending the day with us. We had a lot of fun.
So did I.
David nods. Sophie smiles up at him, then leaves. David places his hands on his hips and watches her walk away. Then he looks at his phone again. Sophie exits David's house, then walks back next door toward Louise's house. The trees and shrubs are dusted with snow and draped with Christmas lights. She opens the door and enters Louise's house. She leans against the wall. Sophie looks down.
What am I doing?
App ideas, Christmas Travel 101, a Holly Jolly Christmas wardrobe app, the perfect present wrapper, Christmas coupons galore, Rudolph's rocking music stations, the happy Christmas elf. David sits at his desk staring at the screen, then picks up the camera from the toy drive bag, looks at it, then sets it down and begins typing. He lifts his hands from the keyboard, crosses his arms, and smiles widely.
Okay, so tell me if I've got this straight. The idea is that it's an app that helps people that want to do nice things for people at Christmas connect with people in need of specific help.
Christmas giving. And we keep it local, just here in Bainbridge and Seattle at first. We'll work out the kinks, and we probably have to vet both sides, but I think this could really work.
It could definitely work. I mean, it's going to take a lot of man hours, but it's a great idea. What got you thinking of this?
Sophie. How generous she's been with her time and everything. Got me thinking about how this is the time of year that people are most motivated to give.
Sophie, huh?
She's been so amazing, Ross.
I guess she was the inspiration you needed. All right, check this out.
San Francisco.
It's Bridget from Diamond Skiware.
Hi there, Bridget. Yes, yes, Sophie is thrilled to be working with you. She has a ton of ideas. Push the date up. To when? December 23rd?
The shoot would be the 26th.
But you have to fly back to San Francisco.
Go and pack and catch a plane to Zurich.
Yeah, but I have plans. The Christmas pageant is on the 23rd. I can tell them you can't make it, but they could go with another photographer.
Tell me what you want me to do.
Tell them I'll be there. Okay.
Marissa hangs up. Sophie hangs up. David finds Sophie sitting in the park with Riggs. She stares off into the distance.
There she is.
She turns toward David.
Louise said I'd find you out here.
You were looking for me?
I am. I wanted to thank you.
For?
For inspiring me to come up with my new app. It's called Christmas Giving.
You figured it out.
Yeah. It's all thanks to you and everything you've been doing for your grandmother and Troy and me.
They stare into each other's eyes. She smiles.
Sophie.
He leans in to kiss her, but she looks down.
What is it?
They pulled up the photo shoot. I have to leave on the 23rd.
Leave Bainbridge.
David.
Which we both always knew he would be. I guess I just let myself forget for a little while.
We both did. I'm sorry.
Hey. You've done nothing wrong.
He gently strokes her cheek.
It's all just an unexpected situation.
He stands, then turns and leaves. Riggs whines.
I don't get it.
Yes, you do.
No, I really don't. You obviously have feelings for one another.
And very different lives. He's a single parent living in Washington State, and I'm in San Francisco when I'm not constantly on the go everywhere.
Things can be rearranged.
But Grandma, think about it. I've barely known him 2 weeks. What am I supposed to do? Completely uproot from everything over something that hasn't even really begun?
I would have for your grandfather after that first weekend, absolutely. And he would have done the same for me.
The difference is here there's a child involved. That changes things. It was hard enough with Brent when we lived in the same city and we had the same profession. At least he understood when I had to go to Africa or Australia at the drop of a hat. What if Troy doesn't?
Louise nods.
I don't want him to resent me. And David's right, he's already been through enough.
Sophie looks at Louise. Louise looks around. David and Troy wrap gifts at their house.
But why? I don't understand.
I already told you. They're busy getting ready for Christmas themselves.
But they were busy this whole time. It wasn't a big deal. I really miss him.
Troy gets up and leaves the room. David frowns. Sophie opens the oven. She pulls out a pan and sets it on the counter. She looks up and heads to the door. She peeks out the blinds and sees Troy. Then, she opens the door.
Troy? Come on in.
Cookies.
I don't understand.
Hey, listen. You and I, we'll always be friends, I promise. And I'll be back.
They sit on the couch.
Oh, I'll miss you, though.
He looks up at Sophie, then lays his head on her shoulder. David on his stairs.
Troy!
He looks around.
Troy!
He pauses, then heads for his door. Sophie walks toward Louise's door and lets in David.
Hi.
Hey.
He's here.
Troy gets off the couch, then walks toward David.
Hey. Come on, buddy, get your things.
Can Rick still come with us to the play?
Sophie smiles.
We'll see.
Troy nods, then hugs Sophie. She hugs him back.
You're gonna do great at the play.
I just wish you could be there.
Me too.
David looks at Sophie, then at Troy. Sophie hands Troy his coat and scarf. Troy puts them on. Sophie and David share a smiling glance. David opens the door. Troy and David exit. Sophie closes the door. David and Troy walk back next door to their house. Sophie sits with her laptop looking at the photos she has taken of Troy and David. She clicks around the photo thumbnails on the screen. Photos of the snowball fight, assembling the jigsaw puzzle, posing with Riggs, Louise, Sophie, and the Santa. Sophie sits near the Christmas tree staring at the screen. She drags some of the photos to the right side of the screen. Photo of Troy and David placing the angel on top of the tree. Photo of Troy throwing a snowball. David and Troy work on a jigsaw puzzle by the fire. They look at each other, and Troy shakes his head. Sophie types on her laptop. She smiles. An email reads, "Christmas in Bainbridge, to David Murphy at Ascension Invention." She closes the laptop. A snow globe containing a sleigh. Sophie packs her bags. Sophie and Louise walk outside onto the porch. They hug.
Make sure you take as many photos of the elves as possible.
Absolutely.
Sophie nods, then glances at David and Troy's house.
Are you sure you don't want to say goodbye?
I emailed a little something yesterday and I never heard back. So it's probably for the best.
Are you sure they got it? Maybe go over just to check.
Taxi.
And there's a sign from the universe.
I love you, Grandpa. Oh, I love you, too.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, sweetheart.
They nod.
I'll call you soon, okay?
Sophie walks to the cab. She places her bag in the trunk, then hands her suitcase to the driver, who places it in the trunk, then closes it. Sophie and Louise smile and wave at one another. Sophie blows her a kiss, then glances at David's house. David watches Sophie through his blinds. The cab drives away. David opens his mouth as if to speak, then does not. Troy enters.
I'm ready to go.
Let's go.
They exit. Banner, Harbor Air Seaplanes. Sophie exits the cab. Someone else hails it. The driver waves at them. Sophie sees a tree with a gold angel topper like the one at David and Troy's house. She pauses and stares up at it with her brow furrowed. She turns and keeps walking. Snow falls outside as guests enter the pageant. Inside, a large sign reads, Toy. Christmas decorations and guests fill the room. David and Troy enter and find Louise.
David, isn't it gorgeous?
Oh, it's beautiful.
Are you excited?
Yeah.
Of course we're excited to see our big man in action.
Hey, can I hold it?
Sure. Did you get Sophie's email?
No. When did she send it?
Yesterday.
Can we check that email?
David pulls his phone from his pocket and checks it. Troy watches him. Traffic from above. A taxi.
You know you could lose the job, right?
Yes, but I just have to have faith that there'll be more in the future.
You can always go back to Bainbridge in the future, too.
But I can't make up missing Troy in the Christmas play.
David and Troy look at the photos.
Oh, I remember that. I like just like that.
David nods.
Oh, you got me so good.
Santa photo.
I asked Santa for a family for Christmas.
David lowers the phone and looks at Troy.
What do you say we make Sophie a Christmas card, huh?
Sure.
Yeah.
They stand and walk away. Marissa.
Well, let me at least check to see if we can push it so you can leave a couple of days later.
Okay. But I'm willing to let it go if necessary.
I have to say, when you fall completely.
I really do.
I have Bridget's home phone. I'll see what I can do.
Agent me wants to say you owe me.
A friend me is really happy for you.
Sophie smiles. David and Troy sit at a card decorating table with other guests. Troy works on his card. And David works on his own. Louise mingles nearby. David grabs an envelope.
Louise?
Troy hands his card to David. Louise walks to them. David stuffs and seals the envelope. He hands it to her.
Could you do us a favor and make sure Sophie gets this?
Oh, of course.
Oh, there you are.
Something wrong?
Yeah, the boy who was supposed to play Toby got a cold and he won't be here. Can Troy step in?
Well, I don't know. Troy, do you want to do this?
But what of my reindeer position?
I've already figured that out.
Okay.
Troy follows Simon.
Come on, Riggs.
Have fun.
I'm just going to step out for a moment.
Are you all right?
Yeah, just need some air. This photo Sophie took there. Oh, she's extremely talented. I'm very glad that she's pursuing her dreams.
Louise looks down. David walks out of a side door, leans on a handrail, and stares off into the distance. Sophie exits a cab in front of the pageant.
Thanks, Marissa.
The driver helps her with her bags. She enters in the front door and looks around.
Sophie!
Grandma!
Oh my God.
Where are Troy and David?
Troy's backstage, and David just went outside. They made this for you.
Louise hands Sophie the envelope.
Thank you.
Sophie and Louise smile as Sophie opens it and removes the cards. One is a drawing of David, Sophie, Troy, and Riggs in front of David's tree. The other is a letter from David.
Excuse me.
Sophie steps away to read it.
Dear Sophie, thank you so much for everything you did for us while you were here. Part of me wants to find a way to repay you, but you're right. Genuine kindness never needs to be repaid. And if there's one thing you are, Sophie, it's genuine. So, instead, I'll simply tell you how much you mean to me and Troy, and how our Christmas was made perfect by having you here with us. We will miss you. I miss you. David.
She looks down. She looks at the card again. She flips back to the drawing. David leans against the handrail outside. The side door opens. Sophie joins him.
Thanks for the card.
Sophie? What are you doing here? I thought you'd be halfway to Switzerland by now.
Well, I realized that I could take the assignment and gain a new client. But I'd risk losing something much more important to me. You and Troy. And spending this Christmas with the people I love.
She smiles up at him. They embrace and kiss. Sophie's phone.
I never really hated technology before.
Stibus is okay with pushing my departure to the new year.
Does that mean you still have the assignment?
If I accept it.
David raises his brows.
Accept it.
Really?
Yes.
We'll have to wait till I get back to go skiing.
Well, maybe in Snoqualmie, but I hear Switzerland's not too shabby.
You'll come with me?
He nods.
If you want us to.
Yes, I'd love that.
We can make this work.
We can.
They kiss again. The door opens.
The play!
It's starting.
We can't miss Reindeer number 5.
No, but actually there's been a bit of a change.
They go back inside. The stage is set. Santa creeps through the chimney while Troy naps in a chair and the reindeer wait by the sleigh. David and Sophie watch from the audience as Troy wakes to find Santa putting gifts under the tree. Santa enters the sleigh.
Up, reindeer!
They all stand except Riggs.
Now dash away, dash away, dash away all! Ho, 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 ho! Ho, ho, ho!
David places his hand on Sophie's. She looks down at it and smiles.
And to all a good night!
Troy Bess. Yeah! David and Sophie share a glance. Troy salutes the audience. Sophie smiles at David, then Troy, Louise, Sophie, David, and Troy stand in the window next to David's Christmas tree. Snow falls outside. David hugs Sophie and kisses the top of her head.